I just got caught up in that. It's my turn, right? All right. I have a confession to make this morning. And I have made this confession to your pastor, so at least he is, I guess, proved me to still be up here. I have fully moved into Christmas music season. I'm in. I am fully committed. Every year I start listening to Christmas music earlier. And if you need to hate me for that, if you need to judge me, we went into, one of my daughters and I went into Lowe's this past week, and all the Christmas stuff is up. So, you know, if there's a war on Christmas, Christmas is winning. It's taking over. There was not even as much Halloween stuff. It's all Christmas stuff, which we loved. We went around, looked at all the little things. But so here's the confession. I made the decision this week. Every year I start listening to Christmas music earlier. And last year was kind of a landmark year because it was ahead of Halloween. But this year, we're not even halfway through October, and I am all in on Christmas music. And I made the decision this past week. I was on my way over, and I'm listening to NPR on the way over, and they're interviewing people who have lost their homes in these wildfires in California. I'm like, I'm out. I need Christmas music, and I need it right now, and I need it 24 hours a day. I can't take another story about North Korea or Russia or a hurricane or any of that. I just want Jingle Bells. That's what I want. I want Brenda Lee singing Jingle. Anybody like Brenda Lee? That was the Christmas music of choice. You know, lots of Brenda Lee and the Nat King Cole version of, I don't know what's the song called, but it's just a Christmas song. You know, I can be on the edge of sanity and I hear, you know, I won't do it because it would. That right there, you know, open fire. I'm like, oh, everything's okay. So I'm in. My wife kind of challenged me on it this week. It came up at home. I'm like, I don't have a choice, dear. We need Christmas music, and we need it now. So Christmas music season is upon us. Now, that I wasn't really planning on a lot of talking about that. I do want to talk about seasons, but that came up. I thought maybe you'd get a little kick out of that. I did want to talk about seasons in regard to gardening. Any gardeners in here? Horticulturists? Some of you are right there. We're coming to the end of gardening season. We have a lot of tomatoes. We love tomato plants and tomatoes at our house. We experienced apple season for the first time. Any of you get into apple season, have apple trees? Anybody? Where our two of our daughters have their ballet practice, they have apple trees. And no one was gathering them, and so our youngest daughter decided every time we go there, we've got to come home practically with a bushel of apples. So we have had baked apples, apple butter. What else did she make? Applesauce, apples dipped in caramel, of course, all those things. We just, apples, it's gotten the point where the girls are like, no more apples. We're done with apples. So that was the first time for us. My favorite is black raspberries. My parents, who are here this morning, have a big patch of black raspberries. Anybody gather, do berry picking? Some of us see some head nods, yes. My wife loves it. And this is one of her great acts of service. She picks them for me. I eat berries on my cereal all year. I love it. And she just gets out there, and she comes out, she's all cut up, and, you know, because it's, you know, all the thorns and everything, but we come through this season, and so I'm sure you, if you did gardening, you're coming to the end of that. So I do want us to think about seasons. We're going to look at a scripture where we're going to consider seasons a bit. There are a number of seasons. If you've never done any planting, if you've never done any gardening, you're missing out on that. There's lots of life lessons to be had in that. In gardening, there is, of course, a planting season. There's a weeding season, a watering season, the harvest season. And what's interesting is if you are late on any of those seasons, it's going to impact what you end up with. Now, My parents are here, so this is my chance to, of course, exact a little bit of revenge. We put out a garden when I was a child. Now, did any of you abuse your children with a garden? Anybody here do that kind of thing? Yeah. We had a garden that was about two times the size of that the parking lot behind the church, and it was about half green beans. Now, I love fresh green beans out of a garden now, but when I was 9 years old, it wasn't. A garden's a lot of work, and it's for vegetables. That was how I couldn't do the math. It's not like we're growing Snickers bars back there, you know. We're growing vegetables, and so when it was, when it's weeding season, the earth is just parched. And getting these weeds out of the ground, you know, it'd be out there and toiling away. And then, you know, you get through all that, and it's time to gather the green beans. And, of course, you know, I kind of would put it off a little bit. You know, we have green beans that are this long, and they're about that big around, and it's like eating sticks. You know, you ever had green beans that were on a little too long? Oh, they're terrible. It doesn't matter how long you cook them. You know, they are just terrible. But, you know, if you miss a season, it impacts, you know, ultimately what you're going to end up with. But the good thing is, which I can appreciate now, is that 3-4 months of labor, at the end of it, you know, when the harvesting time comes, and I don't know if any of you can or anything or freeze or whatever, but you get to enjoy the fruit of your labor for the next 6 months. You know, Kelly will go out there and she'll go over to mom and dad's and she'll pick berries. Well, I get to enjoy those all year long. You know, we'll have tomatoes and there's some in the freezer. We eat some fresh and we'll get to enjoy those for months. So there's different seasons. The point is here, they're all part of the same process. They're all part of the whole. They're all required. But if you miss a season, it has an impact on other things. And so what's essential in gardening, or really in all of life, is determining what's the season I'm in. And that's what I want to focus on. So if you want to take a look at the scripture with me, we're going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which you may, you know, from the old Pete Seeger / the Birds song, you may be able to repeat it. We could sing it together. We won't do that. I'm going to read this from the NLT. So let me read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. It says, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to rebuild, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have thought about this in connection with the various kinds of work God has given people to do. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He's planted eternity in the hearts in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. So my one point here that I'd like to pick apart is verse 1, for everything there's a season. And the task for the people of God is to determine what that season is and how to live as the people of God in that season. So let's spend a moment with just that first verse that we read, for everything there is a season. And I tried to illustrate that with this gardening analogy. There's a season for planting, weeding, watering, harvesting, canning, whatever that is. In today's scripture list, the list covers birth to death and just about everything in between. And the author, mainly attributed to Solomon, covers most of our potential life experiences. So for all of these things, there is a season. And the season is not the whole. The season is the part that I'm in right now. And that is a part, a period of time within that whole. So the nature of the seasons then is that there is great variety and great contrast from season to season. Let me run with this gardening analogy and then I'll bring it back to our lives. Some seasons are difficult. Some seasons are not fun. You know, I mentioned having a garden when I was, you know, when my brother and I were kids. And anyone who's done gardening in July and August, it's the worst time. You know, and the thing that we always try to figure out is, okay, you can go out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and get sunburned and die from heat exhaustion, or you can wait till it cools off. But then you have the other problem. What's the other problem? Mosquitoes. You know, so it's like, You're gonna lose. Nature is going to get you one way or the other. You are going to toil here, And again, the irony is that we were growing vegetables. But you know, the flip side of this is October. How many of you, fall is your favorite season? Fall is by far my favorite season. I was coming over this morning and looking at the trees are starting to turn. You know, it looks great out. The weather is, you know, it's the coolness of fall. The work is done. And now, for the next 5 months, all I have to do is eat berries. You know, there's no more harvesting to do. All we got to do, we've got applesauce in the freezer. We've got apple butter. Apple butter is pretty good, especially when it's fresh. You know, we've got all we have to do for the next 6 months is enjoy, you know, what we've, the work that we, you know, put into this. So it's all part of the same process. And I think that's the thing that is the challenge for us, is that weeding at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in July is a part of the same process as eating fresh berries on my cereal. They're just different seasons that are a part of that. So I want to contrast kind of that same idea, October to July. I want to contrast that. And I'm going to read, I know this is a long list, but I want you to listen to these contrasts, because my guess is that, you know, for some of us here, we can point to these, we're in these seasons right now, that they would describe where we are. So let me just say these, and as I read through these, I'll read them kind of slowly just to take my time and think about, are there any of these that you'd say, yeah, I'm in that season. That's where I am right now. A season to be born and a season to die. Hopefully that's not the latter for any of us today. But a season to plant and a season to harvest. What does that mean in our lives? A season to kill and a season to heal. A season to tear down and a season to build up. A season to cry and a season to laugh. A season to grieve and a season to dance. Think about your life. Are there any of those that fit for where you are right now? A season to scatter stones and a season to gather stones. A season, what's that? To scatter stones and to gather stones? Well, I should look that up. I guess I had something that came to mind. But for me, I don't know this is right. This is what I heard in this, is that there's a time to gather things up, and it is a time when we're moving into, when there's uncertainty, what I find myself doing is gathering things up. Now, that's what I hear in that. I'm going to come back to that point, because let me make sure I come back to that, because it's, when I'm thinking about the seasons I'm in, that's one of the challenges that I'm trying to deal with. Okay. A season to embrace and a season to turn away. A season to search and a season to quit searching. A season to keep and a season to throw away. A season to tear and a season to mend. I do think some of these, it's strange. There's a season to tear. You know, there is a season to kill. You know, that some of these, that really stark contrast. To be quiet, to speak, to love, to hate, for war and for peace. And these are all part of the same process. In what the verse, other than those ones that really stood out, was verse 11. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, and here's the phrase that stands out to me. People cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Have you ever gotten so, and it's usually not the happy seasons for me, so caught up and so buried in a season that it seems like this season will never end. You know, that's it. There's times where, and I love parenting. I mean, there's such the biggest blessing of my life. But there's times where it's like, just get in this. It's like, is this ever going to end? Is this challenge ever going to end? So not only can it be difficult to determine the season we're in, but it's also difficult to see the whole scope of God's work beyond just this season. That God is at work in the whole, and that there's something in this season that I can live into, but the challenge is, first of all, I've got to recognize what the season is. So that's the for me, that's what I found is this great challenge. And what came to me thinking about gardening is the gardener learns the seasons or develops the wisdom of recognizing the seasons by gardening. You know, like someone who is a mountain climber would learn the challenges of mountain climbing by doing it. We learn it by getting our hands dirty, by living in life is how we, you know, how we learn the seasons. One week or one summer, the first week of July requires extra water because of drought conditions. The next summer, the first week of July requires extra weeding because you've had plenty of rain. And the wisdom of the seasoned gardener guides him or her to act according to what is needed. And so for us as the people of God, how do we determine the seasons that we're in? Well, by being connected with the Lord and what happens in us, investing in our journey with the Lord, by being connected to other people, by being connected to ourselves. That's how we learn the seasons. We develop the wisdom to know the seasons by getting our hands dirty in the soil of life. I'll give you a couple examples. One of them was a hard one. I had... our family had a death in the family, and it was my uncle. It was someone I was very close to, and he had been in decline for quite some time, for a couple years. And he there at the end, he was moved into hospice care, and we sat, and there was other family members that came, but mostly it was Mom and Dad and I. Just he didn't have any kids, and so some of us, nieces and nephews, really were his kids. And so for those last days, we just sat there. We just sat in his room at the nursing home that he was in. He was unresponsive. And just sitting in that room, although we could have been sitting at home watching the Buckeyes game or The Price is Right or whatever it is, I learned something about the seasons just by sitting in that room, just by being there in that. Being in the midst of parenting, learning the seasons, journeying with my wife, and, you know, all of these kinds of experiences, walking, you know, I know Pastor Mike talks a lot about our brokenness and the stuff that we need healing for, and the things of our past that sometimes get in the way of, you know, our life that we're dealing with right now. All of those things, I believe, is what gives us the wisdom to recognize what the season is. What season am I in right now? And then lastly, after identifying the season, there is the action that the season demands. You know, in gardening, it's the planting, the weeding, the watering, the harvesting, the eating, the enjoying. And in our lives, I think it can be more tricky. What's the proper response to the season I'm facing? Now, I want to try to make this concrete because I think this is really abstract. And this will kind of get to the point of, you know, gathering and you know, whatever some of these things that Solomon wrote, what he was actually getting at in this. And trying to think about this in a concrete way, this is something, actually, Mike and I have been talking a lot about this because as I've been working with the spiritual director, meeting with the spiritual director, this has come up. And so I asked the question myself, okay, how would I articulate? What are the seasons that I'm in right now? And I listed a couple. Some of them are difficult and some of them are joyful. One of them that I think many of us can identify with, it's a season of uncertainty and fear right now. You know, that's why I have to listen to Christmas music. I can't deal with another hurricane that I've got. You know, I know that's not me, and I know that, but it's just hearing, you know, it's why sometimes you just have to turn off the news. being overwhelmed by that. There is a lot of uncertainty. And all the, you know, last time I preached here, the time before, you know, mentioning this house two blocks over, every time I walk out, I see that house where all this stuff happened. And this summer, the park that my family always goes to, it's called Christmas Run Park, if any of you are familiar with Worcester. It's one of the bigger city parks, great playground and all that. Apparently, there was some couple there there was something going on where they had kids with them, and they were trying to distract parents. Like if you have multiple kids, they were trying to distract parents to be focusing on one kid to try to kidnap your other kid or something. And we're like, what? That was pretty shocking. This week, this was in the paper. There was some guy walking around Cornerstone Elementary, which is is the biggest elementary in Worcester, carrying a BB gun, just walking around the school. Now, obviously, a BB gun is not a threat, but what is that, you know? So I look at this, it's just a time of uncertainty and fear, and this is the point where I don't know what Solomon meant when he talked about gathering stones or pushing them away or, you know, scattering them. When I hear uncertainty and fear, when I'm experiencing that, I want to start building up, you know, fortifying and gathering up and to make myself feel safer. You know what I mean? So that's one season that I think I'm in. I know a lot of us can. And the other one that I wrote down that I'm in is a season of anger and hatred. Now, I'm trying not to dive into this, and sometimes I get caught up in it too. But we're living in a time in our country where, you know, do you remember what was Jesus' last prayer? What was his prayer for the church? That they would be what? One. Jesus' last prayer for the church was that they would be one. I'm not sure, but I can't imagine if there's ever been a time, at least in the history of the American church, that the church has been more separated and polarized. And you know what? I've contributed to that too. I've got caught up in things. I've made comments. I've said things. It's a season of anger and hatred. We'll see that this afternoon. You know, if you watch any NFL games, that's half of what the conversation is going to be about. So it's easy for me to say, well, that's the season I'm in. It's those things, so I need to do this. But I also kind of pushed into this. I'm like, okay, Lord, what other seasons am I in? Well, I'm also in a season of health. I'm in pretty good health. My family is in good health. That's a part of this season. Another season for my particular family is we're in a season of plenty. I have a job that's secure. We are able to pay our bills. I'm thankful for that. I'm able to put some money away for retirement. And so the challenge for us, the first part of this challenge, I know I keep saying this, but I do think it's something that is really important for us to be intentional about, is to get with the Lord and say, okay, what season am I really in? Because if all I do is listen to the news or watch the news and see what's around me, I can get the idea that everything is terrible, that everything is bad, that there's, that, you know, that I need to be overwhelmed because this is the season that I'm in. And I wonder if we would really dive into him with a level of intentionality, that he would show us a different picture of what season we're in. And then the next question is, how do I engage in that? These four things, I suppose I could have made a longer list. How do I engage in those seasons? Well, I'll tell you one thing that the Lord really has put on my heart. He said, you got to turn this stuff off. You know, this is not helping you to be an instrument of peace. When you watch this stuff, but I'm sure, you know, if any of you watch cable news, if you watch it on the internet or whatever, we all have our tendency to go towards certain people. He said, you got to stop watching this. It doesn't matter whether you think it's true or not. It's not contributing to you being an instrument of peace. It's making you mad. And in this season, this is how you are going to live into this. And this is how this is not how you're going to live into this. If you want to honor me with your actions. So that's one thing. The other thing that, you know, he brought to mind was you need to be using your resources to bring hope and joy, because that's what is needed in this season, in my family and the people around me. And so what are the things that I can be doing, actively doing, to live into this season? You know, I mentioned we're in a season of plenty. So that's a resource that I can be using. So here's what I want you to do. Does this make sense, by the way? Am I just rambling? Is this connecting with anything? Okay, good. Three of you said yes. I feel good about that. Could have been worse. So in your bulletin, your worship folder, there is some blank space. This is audience participation time. This is what I want to do. Find some more. If you already wrote something in there, your grocery list or something. but here's what I want you to do. I want, for our little prayer time, I mean, what do we call the prayer time after the reflection time or whatever that is, I want us to be intentional for a moment. I want us to think about this. So grab that piece of paper, grab the one of the blank spaces. I want you to grab that. I want you to grab a piece of paper or grab a pencil. There's no pencil in your thing there, whatever that is, then get one from somebody else. But the last thing you needed was me to just talk at you for 20 minutes. What we need is to connect with the Lord and say, okay, what do you want me to do today? So here's what I want you to do. And I'll give you a few moments to think about this. The first one, just glance through that list, or maybe I'll read through the list because you may not have your Bible open. And I want you to write down, what season am I in? You can write down one thing. You can write down two or three things. What season am I in? So let me list these again. And if you write down something from the list, that's fine. If you would identify it differently. But I would encourage you, write something down on this. A season to be born and a season to die. A season to plant and a season to harvest. A season to kill and a season to heal. A season to tear down and a season to build up. A season to cry and a season to laugh. A season to grieve and a season to dance. A season to scatter stones and a season to gather stones. A season to embrace and a season to turn away. A season to search and a season to quit searching. A season to keep and a season to throw away. A season to tear and a season to mend. A season to be quiet and a season to speak. A season to love and a season to hate. A season for war and a season for peace. Again, ask the Lord, what season am I in? Then the other question is this. Ask the Lord, okay, how do you want me to live into this season? How do you want me to live into this season? And Alan, whenever you're ready, just go ahead. I'll give you a minute or so, and then I'll close us in prayer. Lord, I pray that we would be able to recognize by the guidance of your Spirit what season we're in. First, Jesus, I pray that for any of us in the room that have a hard time seeing anything positive that could be happening in our lives and the world around us, I pray that we would not simply be overwhelmed by all of the brokenness and the anger and the hatred around us. that we can also see the life that you are at work creating around us. Opportunities that we have. I pray, Lord, that whatever we would have written down on this piece of paper as a way of living into the season in a way that honors you, Jesus, help us, whatever that takes. I don't know if it's courage. I don't know if it's intentionality, endurance maybe. Help us to live into that fully. We pray in Jesus' name.